Welcome to Chatabout, sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center and First National Bank Bemidji. Pete Paquette will join us today to talk about next Wednesday's career fair for the Bemidji Veterans Home. If you're looking for a career change, this might be an opportunity for you. Pete, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kev. I appreciate everything.
Well, tell us, first of all, what is an HR business partner?
So I'm the guy that kind of helps drive everything as far as posting the jobs, setting up the interviews. Eventually, once the home is open, I'll be the go-to person for any HR needs at the site.
Okay. And we're trying to fill a number of positions. You're going to do that with a career fair. We'll get into the details of that in just a bit. But an overview, how many positions do you need to fill? And what are these positions?
Well, we've got a couple administrative positions left to fill. But ultimately, what we're beginning now is what we call our phase four positions. And those are more of the food service workers, the cooks, you know, the certified nursing assistants, the RNs, the LPNs, things like that.
And I'm assuming these run the gamut from full-time to part-time, and in a home like that, and overnights, there's all kinds of variations.
And that's great. I'm glad you bring that up, because the postings, which there are some out today, we got some going today, and we'll probably get more out in the next couple days. But definitely the postings will say what they are, if they're an evening shift or a day shift, if they're part-time or full-time. So it really does help move that along for the person looking for a position.
Absolutely. And so you're going to try to get things kickstarted in a big way coming up on Wednesday. Tell us about the career fair.
Yes, we're having our career fair at our temporary office that is at 2300 24th Street Northwest, Suite 108. That's next to that Workforce Center over there. It's an amazing little area. We're going to have people from our central office in the Twin City area available. I'm going to be there. The director of nursing will be available. The maintenance supervisor managers will be available. Kevin Gish, who you've heard on here a couple times, will be there available to answer any questions and all questions regarding positions. So we're really excited about that. If you have the opportunity, definitely come out. We're going to be running at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We wanted to make sure it was late enough in case people were working during that time frame and wanted the opportunity to come out and check us out. So,
okay. You know, I'm sure in a tight labor market, one of the big questions in people's minds, how's the pay? So do you have some parameters you can tell us about?
And it is very competitive. The wages are posted on each posting. They're amazing. And of course the benefits of working for the state is a really big thing too. As the HR business partner, I can let you know that we really do take into account a lot of experience that you may have or education that you may have. We're very diligent in assuring that someone would get paid adequately for mm-hmm. what they have. So,
okay. For those who are looking at possibly applying, where will they find these postings?
Yeah, you can go to www.min.gov/MDVA. It's really easy to navigate. There'll be a little search area, and you can search for Bemidji specifically, and then you can even scale it down. There's a little panel on the left side that if you click the veterans thing, it'll search down even more to our positions. And of course, if you wanted to come to the station, we've got flyers that you'll be able to, it'll have a little scan thing on it.
Yep.
And of course, coming to the fair, mm-hmm. We're going to be there to answer everything. You can certainly email me at peter.paquette, P-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E, at state.min.us. And I can certainly guide you and send you links as well. So many, many options.
So there will be a lot of people there to answer questions and getting the nitty-gritty. Will there be actual abilities to, you know, to apply there? Will there be interviews on the spot? What all will be going on?
And that's a thank you for asking. That's it's amazing because our temporary office is right next door to the state workforce center office, and they're partnering with us, and people can walk right in and apply at their computer stations right there. I'll also have an iPad available for people that would like to apply. So yes, there are going to be many opportunities to be able to apply.
Okay. What would you say you need the most of?
A lot of nursing staff.
Sure.
Certainly that's something needed everywhere. So a lot of nursing staff, there's going to be food service working, and that nursing staff ranges from CNAs to LPNs, RNs. All of those positions will be posted in the next couple days. There are some out there right now, so if you wanted to go to there, you can certainly check right now. But those are the bulk of, we got some general maintenance worker positions that need filling. So those are the needs that will be coming up sooner rather than later.
Right. Well, Pete, you know, as we get into fall and this opens, I mean, it's still, I think, kind of an open question when the show is going to be ready to go. But 100%, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen before the end of 2023.
Yes, it's so exciting. You know, our target time is the end of November, end of October, beginning of November is our target area. And again, with construction, sometimes those can be delayed, and we certainly don't want to delay, but sometimes those things happen. And, you know, mm-hmm. We're going to do everything we can, what we can do to try and make sure everything stays on par.
So. Okay. So I understand if we go to the career fair, we could win some stuff too.
Yeah, we're going to have a little swag table where you you'd spin a wheel, and I brought Kev some I brought you that bag of swag, and we have things like ice scrapers in August are always handy, but we're going to have ice scrapers, pizza cutters. We're going to have little bags, and just you spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, you win that. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, it's the career fair to apply for jobs at the Minnesota Veterans Home here in Bemidji. August 16th is the day, Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their location, which is 2324th Street Northwest, Suite 108. For locals, where is that exactly?
It's right behind Home Depot. If you know where Home Depot, Napa mm-hmm. Auto Parts, it's right there.
Okay.
Really centrally located just off Middle Street Drive. You know, we'd love to have people come in. I know a lot of people. I've been involved in the workforce in the area for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I know there's probably a lot of your listeners going, hey, I know Pete. I helped him out once, or he helped me out once, or I worked with him once. Definitely, I'd love to see everybody come and say hi and ask about these amazing opportunities. The benefits are great with the state, and working for the veterans home and the veterans themselves, their spouses, their families, I'm very excited. It's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. So.
And I officially endorse Pete as a good guy. So come see Pete and the rest of the crew August 16th, Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Career Fair. Anything else, Pete, before we wrap it up?
No, thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I appreciate everything, and I look forward to seeing everybody that comes and says hi.
Pete Paquette, HR business partner with Bemidji Veterans Home. Again, that's Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 2300 24th Street Northwest, Suite 108, to get registered or to get applied for one of the many positions at the Bemidji Veterans Home. Pete, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Chatabout has been sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji and the Bemidji Chrysler Center. Busy week on Chatabout next week. We'll have Tara Hokov in to talk about the Women of Bassa's upcoming August Academy. Bemidji Fire Chief Justin Sherwood will be in to talk Bemidji Fire Department stuff. We'll have a preview of the Beltrami County Board meeting. Superstar Danelle Anderson will be in to talk about the United Way Autumn Hoopla coming up in October. You can be a part of it. Jason Riggs, Beltrami County Sheriff, is in next week, and we'll wrap up the week with his honor, Mayor George Prince. It's all coming up next week on Chat About. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.